again till I'm home again and feeling right. Till I'm home again and feeling right. I wanna be home again and feeling right.
Everybody was expert time. tonight here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage. It's that 70s show where we are playing you a lot of popular genre jumping music from the 1970s decade. And going deep as well and playing you some unpopular tunes. Well, some tunes that weren't popular. But that last set was all popular songs that sold millions of copies. We began with Rose Royce and Car Wash, and then the Village People with Macho Man. So, exploring the disco and funk genres there. And then we heard from Carole King and Home Again from her incredible Tapestry album of 1971. And then Creedence Clearwater Revival, Looking Out My Back Door. And we finished things up with Jamaican vocalist Carl Douglas with Help, Production Help from Bidu, Kung Fu Fighting, a mega hit in 1974, which helped to popularize disco music. It sold a total of 11 million copies worldwide. And, well, it was a one-hit wonder for Carl Douglas. Backing me up right now is the first song from the second side of Brian Eno's 1978 vinyl album, Ambient One, Music for Airports. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're going to be hearing an extended medley jam boogie kind of thing from Led Zeppelin in 1972 when they were at their peak of musical and artistic skills. Who says that? Well, Jimmy Page, their guitarist, co-songwriter for most of their songs, and producer of this album, How the West Was Won, which a 3-CD set from performances in Los Angeles in 1972. So this actually, to be most precise, this is a medley consisting of Whole Lotta Love, Boogie Chillin', Let's Have a Party, Hello Mary Lou, and Going on Something Else. And I hope you like it as much as I do.
You need cool love, woman, I fool. was laying down. I hear my mom and papa talking. I hear them say, Lord, you've got to let that boy boogie. I think John Lee Hooker said that. Ooh, it's a boogie, boogie, a boogie. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Said hello, Mary Lou.
Sweet by one sunny day, I both don't speak, but I smile away. Ooh, I never did.
did not say I was a millionaire. I said I could have spent more money than a millionaire. Kept all the money that we'd already spent, we would have been millionaires a long, long, long time ago. Don't you dig it? I'm women, good little women. Whoa, 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 whoa. Forgive me for my sin.
City where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Oh, hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
Thank you.
Listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Boston, Somerville, Arlington, all around our great Metro Boston area. Our theme this evening has been part two of that 70s show. And that last set that you heard, that was one big long medley from Led Zeppelin in Los Angeles back in 1972. That medley began with a version of Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love and then included a couple of other songs by great bluesmen like John Lee Hooker. And, well, we heard Whole Lotta Love, Boogie Chillin', Let's Have a Party, Hello Mary Lou, and Going Down Slow. And then it kind of wrapped all the way back around to Whole Lotta Love again. Backing me up right now is Herbie Hancock with another kind of jazz funk fusion piece from the 1970s, Chameleon. And, you know, I've got some great news for you, our WMFO listeners. The station is back on the air. It's looking full time, and we have several people to thank for that. But let me most predominantly right now immediately thank Nick Andre, our former operations director, because, well, he just kind of informed me by doing something very creative, besides automatically turning on some things here, but popping up a text window and telling me, and hence you, as a consequence, that our automation and our web streams are back working again. Ain't that great? And it looks like I'm not going to have to shut down the station. I'm going to turn things over to Rick Deckard. So that's great news. And with the archives working again and the web stream, well, that means there's a lot more ways to listen to WMFO. And also, you know, well, there's several other people I think we can certainly thank for their help in solving this problem. Community member Bob Donovan for using his car to go and drop off some stuff. Our current operations director Spencer and other people chimed in variously to help that. So I'm going to finish off with one last cool song from the 1970s for you, and then we're going to turn things over to Rick Deckard if everything goes according to the plan here. But one thing that I definitely want to say is thank you so much for listening to my show this evening. And I'll be back again next week here on WMFO. At least I sure expect to be. And if you're in the area and looking for some free, fun music tomorrow, there's the Arlington Porch Fest going on in a multitude of porches over in Arlington. And for more information, just go to arlingtonporchfest.org. So here, finally closing out, is a song with a pretty good suspended four little riff there from a Foreigner. And, well, it's called Hot-Blooded. Here on WMFO in Medford.